Well, I guess it's that time once again, 1930 UTC. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that you're listening to right now. And I'm out here sitting in my car. Yay! I love sitting in my car. I kind of like the seat, sort of. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, yesterday it rained a little bit. It rained in the early evening, and it might have rained overnight a bit. It was super humid and blah, blah, blah. So, we're looking for mushrooms today. Yay, mushrooms. I like mushrooms. You like mushrooms. We all like mushrooms. We win. So, we might as well get out of the car and do something. Because we are at the OPPD Arboretum. Let's look for some mushrooms. And as I get out of my car, the first thing I notice is Ukulele Guy's car. So Ukulele Guy is here. And I think I can see him up in the pavilion there. But that's not the direction we're going. We're walking straight ahead. So I can cross over the first footbridge. I'm looking up onto the hill. And I'm looking for Matis, and I don't see any. Don't know where all my Matis have been recently. I guess we saw one the other day. I'm still looking up there. Well, it's not quite as cool as I thought. Oh my goodness. Okay, I don't see a Mati. Oh, and I forgot my camera. Son of a bitch. Because guess who's sitting here in Marmot Alley? You know, I'm crossing the first footbridge, and here's a dude in Marmot Alley. And guess who it is? No! It's not a marmot. It's a turkey. It's this turkey just standing here. And of course, there's nobody else around. There's, you know, three or four cars in the parking lot, but everybody's up by the pavilion, and I'm standing in the direct sun watching this turkey. This is probably the same turkey that we saw the other day. It's just this one lone dude. And he or she, probably she's just sort of walking around pecking at the grass. I'm standing on the bridge. I should look behind me, see if there's any Matis. I don't see any Matis, just this turkey. And I'm not going to go that way. I'm not going to hassle the bird. Because, you know, I don't want to hassle the dudes. And I didn't bring my camera. Son of a bitch. Yeah, this is the same turkey we saw the other day who was hassling the turkey. Hassling the bun. And if you didn't see that picture, I'll post it now. Here's the picture of the turkey and the bun. And this is the same turkey I'm looking at right now. And now she's sort of wandering over to where there's some marmoty dens. Actually, maybe I'll go back over there now that she's moving. She's sort of moving back into the forest and is over there where those mati holes are. So maybe our turkey is going to say hi to the matis. Maybe there's some matis back there for us to see too. All right, where did she go? All right. I've sort of come around. I'm walking up Marmot Alley, and yeah, this turkey's just standing there by the goldenrod, pecking at it. Goldenrod being the Nebraska state flower. Yes, I'm perfectly well aware that it's just a weed. I don't know if any other people are though. So, yeah, I'm working my way up Marmot Alley, and this turkey doesn't seem to be too stressed out about my presence. I'm 5 or 6 meters away. she's just sitting there pecking at the weeds, probably looking for some bug zores, because everybody likes to eat bugs. Bugs are yummy, especially if you're a turkey. I'm going to sit on this log. I thought I was going to be sitting in shade, but I'm not. And this turkey's just still sitting there right at the edge of the woods, and there's a marmot hole right there. Gotta tell that turkey, don't fall down into the mati hole. She's just stirring up bugs too. There's lots of bugs flying away from her, saying, oh, we don't want to get eaten. Look at that turk.
And she's sort of working her way into there now. And I've sort of lost sight of her, but I can still see where she is because all the little plants are moving. All right. So, actually, I'm going to keep sitting. Yeah, and now people are starting to show up. Now somebody's coming from the other direction. Somebody's coming from up here. But now the turkey's out of sight. So, you know, if I even were to tell people, yeah, there's a turkey over there. We don't believe you. We can't see it. Well, you just missed it. But that turkey, she's now working her way up. She's working her way up the hill, and I can see her in the forest doing stuff. What is she doing? Okay, we got switch glasses. I got to switch from sunglasses to regular glasses. Yeah, she's just wandering back around in the forest there, and now she's working her way sort of over to the creek. And I think we're probably gonna go down. Hey, I think she's probably looking for a drink. She's heading over to the creek, and I can barely see her. She's working her way up there. Okay, now that we can't see her very well, we're gonna have to go up and get into the forest and get out of the sun so I can see what that turkey's doing. So I'm walking up the path that is essentially Marmot Alley, and I should point out that no, we still haven't seen any marmots. I gotta get out of this damn sun. It's not all that hot out. It's probably not quite 80 degrees, but the sun is blaring down. Now, I'm into the forest entry though. The problem is I'm sort of at the point where I'd be cutting her off if she's walking this way still. So I'm gonna creep my ass into the forest a little bit further. I think I just walked into a web, and I'm now standing on the bridge. Yeah, there she is. She's down in the creek. She's down in the creek getting the drink of water as we expected. So as she sits there and drinks the water, she's wondering why we're just all hanging around here. There she goes. Having a lovely, thirsty, yummy turkey drinks of water. Down in the little creek, which doesn't have very much water in it. Oh, there she goes. She hop, hop, hopped back up onto the bank. And is, well, I was going to say, walking towards me, no? Walking perpendicular to me, and she's kind of in a hurry. She's just doing the turkey jogging. And the turkey has just, I think, is she standing in the transition zone? Is she standing in the weeds, or did she walk all the way out of the forest? So I'm walking back out, and I'm going to look down Marmot Alley. No. She's just sitting there in the safety zone. Oh, wait. I see bushes moving. Bushes that have berries on them are twitching and moving. Is the turkey eating berries off that bush? Oh, no, it was some other bird. Oh, no, some bird flew out of there, and now they're still moving. Is there a mati in there eating the berries? Or is it a turkey lurker? It is. I can't see, but it's probably that lurker. Oh, those are good berries for turkeys. It says, oh, it's so yummy for me. I likes to eat yummy berries. All right, so, that was my wrist, if you just heard something go crack. I'm walking back into the forest, standing on the footbridge again. Oh, it's nice and cool back here. No sun. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I do get to see all the dudes I want to see. I know where they live. But I got no camera today. I was so excited to go outside. I'm going outside. That I forgot to grab all my stuff. I'm dumb. Forgot my camera. So if we see anything cool, I don't get to take a picture of it. What is this on the ground here? Oh, look. Here's where a squirrel was eating a black walnut. I'm walking down this little path here because usually this is where we can find mushrooms. But, you know, I'm thinking it probably didn't rain here very hard because it's kind of dry in here. And if it would have rained, some of these areas would have held moisture. So maybe it didn't really rain all that much. Wow, look at this. Here's one of these apparent kill sites, or maybe just a combat site. There are feathers everywhere. A raptor probably went after some birdie here, and yeah, there's feathers everywhere. Now here's some tiny little mushrooms from a couple days ago. They're all dried up. Oh my god, yes, there's feathers over here too. There was some feathery combat going down over here recently. Alright, so let's check our third bridge. Wait, there's... Oh, I think it's just a squirrel. Yeah, I see a furry butt over by the marmot bridge. And it's just a squirrely squirrel and not a marmoty squirrel. If you remember, marmots are actually sciurids, meaning that they are in the squirrel family. And they are the largest squirrel. The fire department and some ambulances are going by on Blondo Street. And they mowed here, so all the grass is kind of short. Yes, so as I was saying, marmots are quite literally the kings of the squirrels. They're king of the squirrel family. They're the biggest squirrels that there are. And they're nice, and they say hi, and they are your buddies. Ooh. Here's some mushrooms. Some little... What are those? I'm not sure. They're just sitting here, kind of right here by the bridge. I keep seeing something in the corner of my eye, and I think it's a spider web. It's not, so it must be one of my hairs catching the light, reflecting back into my eye, fooling me into thinking that there's spider webs on me. Here's a stump with some lovely auricularia on it. Yay, okay, so I'm walking back into the forest. And I'm walking up the other arm of the V. There's, I sort of call this area the V because this path doesn't make much sense, but who needs it to? Stumps. I'm looking for stumps. Let's see, what season are we into for mushrooms? Oh, here's a little... Geez, look at this. One, two. These look like amanitas. So if you're looking for poisonous mushrooms, these two are probably two of your finest poison jobs. Oh gosh, here's another one. Is this a destroying angel? I should take some of these with me. Because mushrooms are awesome. They're fun. You can learn a lot. They're educational. Alright, there's another stump up here somewhere. Where's this stump? There's a stump over here. It's covered in weeds now. And usually there's some cool stuff on it. Where's my stump? Oh, here it is. And here is a bunch of weird stuff on it. That's some weird-ass mushrooms I've never seen before. Oh, no, they're just caprinus that have... They must have a secondary infection. One of the weirder things that you can happen with mushrooms is you get, you know, like mushrooms growing on something. And then you get mushrooms that grow on the mushrooms. And I... Wait a minute, what's that smell? Which way is the wind blowing? I'm gonna go up here. That's, are there some deer standing around in here? Oh, not this way. Follow your nose. It always knows. All right, well, we're turning around, going back the way we were going. Did I mention this the other day? Thurl Ravenscroft? Well, whenever I think of people doing voiceovers for cereal companies, the first guy you should always be thinking of is Thurl Ravenscroft. They're great, the voice of Tony the Tiger. But also, lesser well known, Thurl Ravenscroft is the guy who sang the "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch" in The Grinch That Stole Christmas. So if you remember that stupid old cartoon from when you were a child, or if you happened to watch it last year, Thurl Ravenscroft, uncredited for that song. Most people assumed Boris Karloff sung it. He did not. Anyway, so now I'm walking through the foresty part of the forest, and now I heard something ahead of me. I can smell something, and I just heard something big moving through the forest up here ahead of me. That sounded like it was kind of far away, like up here and around the corner a bit. We will investigate. And all the while, I shall stare at the ground, looking for those fungal wonders we call mushrooms. Our little buddies sporing out. Our little buddies give me a shout. They can't hear me, they don't have ears. Mr. Mushroom, where are you at? And that's my mushroom song for today. I'm scanning. I am looking around. I don't see any deer, but they would be hard to spot at this time of year. Unless you're pretty close. And I'm not seeing them. Alright, so I'm walking over footbridge number 4. Looking down into the creek. Looking for anything big that might have made some sounds. Moving through the forest. Hey, there's some dragonflies. And they're doing dragonfly business. Dragonfly love business. Alright, and now here we are in the amphitheater. I'm looking around. I'm looking up in the trees. Because this is the area where Mahdis will climb the trees. But I don't see any Mahdis in the trees today. It's a pretty rare thing to see to begin with. But you always got to be looking. Because the days that you don't look, those are the days when the Mahdis are in the trees laughing at you. Because they know they cannot be seen. The invisible Mahdi tricks. Alright, so I have to adjust my hat, or lack thereof. Oh, so I'm gonna step in a spider web here, put this down, and do the quick head change. Okay. I'm good to go. Had to put on my different brain. Now, do we want to walk up the path, or do we want to just stick our heads up there for a minute? I guess we can walk up the path. Let's head up there. See if we can see anything. See if we can find us some more mushrooms. Oh yes, and here's one on the path right here. I don't immediately recognize that thing, but You can't identify all of them. There are thousands and thousands of species of mushrooms. And look who's sitting here right here in the brambles trying to hide from me. I see you, Mr. Bun. There's a bun right here. He's about 1, 2, 3 meters away, a little bit less, and he's sitting by a stump, and he says, I'm camouflaged, and you can't see me. I says, I can see you, bun. I sees a bun. And we'll say, okay, see you later, bun, to that bun, and we'll keep walking. Well, so that's good. The buns are out today doing bun stuff, because that's what bunnies like to do. Doing bunny stuff. What is over there? That's nothing. That's a log. It's a log hiding in the weeds, trying to make me think it's a mighty dude, but it's not. It's just a log. Wait, what was that? It's just a bird. I'm still looking for motts. And we're in an area that normally does have a lot of motties in it, but there's so much growth that there could be motties over there in those dens and we wouldn't even know it. We wouldn't even be able to seize them. So here we are. We're at the yellow jelly tree, which means we are also near this spot where we run up into the forest. And I'm checking the yellow jelly tree and I'm not seeing any yellow jellies. I'm standing on a mole trail or something, though, because the ground is sinking beneath my feet. There's something else working on this tree. There's sawdust all over these plants at the base of the tree, which means that there's some bugs or something in the tree doing their thing. All right. Yeah, I'm standing on other mole trails here, too, underground. Underground rodent business. So exciting. Alright, so I'm not going into the secret mushroom grounds today. I'm just going to walk on the trail, come out the end of the forest here, and look around because my deer buddies do like to hang out in this area. Lots of tall grass. Lots of weeds. I can't even see into the little wooded area across the path. There could be dudes watching me. I have seen deer just sitting in there, hanging out, going, huh? I'm a deer. But I don't see any today, so in order to stay in the shade, we're just going to turn right around and walk back the exact route in which we came. And I'm scanning the ground, looking for everything. I want to see some awesomeness. I've already seen tons of awesomeness today. We saw the turkey, the same turkey we saw the other day. The turkey that was hassling the bun the other day. And I've already seen a bun today, so turkey and bun. And about 4 different kinds of mushrooms. And I can see a bee. I like bees. And you know what's weird? Well, I keep thinking I'm hearing something. Maybe I'm just having auditory hallucinations. It's possible. And then we saw that bun around in here somewhere. Where's that bun? Oh, I sees him. I sees his ears. There's my bun. I'm going to say hi to this bun again. Hi, bun! He hopped. He went, well, why are you talking to me? Nobody ever talks to me because I'm bun. And I said, I got to talk to you, bun, because you're my bunny friend. And bunny friend says, yes, we are your bun friend. All right, so back onto the sidewalk and over the bridge as we look down into the creek. Looking for tracks and stuff and dudes and yeah, there's some Monty tracks down in there, but not a lot. Oh, do I want to go up the weird path? No, because it's all nettles. And I got my shorts on. I got my Finn the Human outfit on today, as I usually do. Got my black shoes on with white socks that are short, and then my dark blue shorts and my light blue shirt and my cream colored head covering, or awesome hat, as Finn the Human calls it. But it's not, my head covering is not quite the same as Finn's. Finn the Human, his awesome hat is white and it has ears. Mine is sort of beige or tan. It does not have ears, but I've been thinking I need to get some kind of headband that has ears. Mati ears, so I can wear Mati ears everywhere I go. So Matis won't be afraid of me. They'll say, oh, look at that, we got to run away. No, we don't. It's just a really big Mati like us. Matis like us, and that's why I need a Mati ear headband. I got some fur up in the soft crafts room, and I even got some headbands, but they're hard and plastic and made for little kids, and so they're way too small to be squeezing on my brain pan. So somehow I gotta make me some ears. I will get some ears. And the other thing is, Finn the Human, he also has really long hair that he hides underneath his awesome hat. And when he takes his hat off, his hair goes bring, just like mine does, except mine sort of goes slang. A little bit different, because he has blonde hair, and I have, I don't know what you would call it, sort of grayish hair, but also kind of like Russian blue, because the gray makes my dark hair look sort of bluish. I'm part of the blue hair set. Because I'm very, very old. And I went to meet the guy who invented the show Adventure Time and the character Finn the Human. Because I want to ask him, did you base this character on me? It looks just like me. And this guy even carries a wooden sword around like I do. Oh, look who's up here. I'm about to cross the other bridge, the last bridge or the first bridge. And the turkey is on the path, and she's pecking the little weeds that are behind the logs. There are big logs that line the paths here, and there is a squirrel on the logs. Oh, and she just, the turkey was about to attack the squirrel. She's going to peck him and say, hey, are you food? But the squirrel is like, wait, don't hassle me, man. And he jumped off the log, and he ran into the weeds. So this turkey apparently doesn't know who is food and who isn't food, because she was just about to peck. All right, so I'm crossing the bridge. She sees me and she's kind of walking away from me. She just jumped onto the other side of the logs. And I'm really close to her. I'm 4 meters away. Now she's turning back towards me. Hi! Oh my God, this turkey is right here. I could almost reach out and grab her. And now she's coming around and it's kind of spooked. Wow, yeah, now we're only 2.5 meters away and now she's going back into the forest. Okay, bye, turkey. And I guess that means I should probably think about saying bye to you, all my loyal listeners. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC. I'm out looking for dudes, but I'm really heading back to my car because I gotta go. So, bye-bye, kids. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.